It's not always easy to find the positive. You might even need to search for happiness. Sometimes, just a little inspiration can make the difference. Here, it comes from unexpected places. Welcome to the Tangential Inspiration Podcast.
I'm Teresa.
And I'm Colleen.
We're two ordinary moms
looking for inspiration wherever we can find it.
So we're on episode 131 already.
It's gone by fast.
Super fast.
Yes.
And we just celebrated Mother's Day.
Yes. Yesterday.
How was your Mother's Day?
It was good.
Good.
Good. My daughter came home from school for the weekend. Aww. And I got to talk to my older daughter who's out of town. And although it felt a little busy, I did get time for a small nap with a cat. So I feel pretty good about that.
I am so envious because my nephew spent the night and there was no sleep in this house. And you had a big brunch.
Yes.
You did.
Yeah, we fed like the 50 ladies at our church. So it's been really hot here in Oregon. Mm-hmm. It's 90 right now.
So nice.
It's kind of a weird day it's 90, but we're also in a flood warning.
And muggy. Yeah,
and muggy. I think it's gonna it's a weird day.
Have lightning.
But I got up really early Saturday morning and I cooked 5 pounds of bacon and 5 pounds of sausage. So...
Is the smell still in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was running fans and everything, and Jeff came home later that day, and he said he took a shower and his towel smelled like bacon. And I was like,
doesn't surprise me.
You know, I do towels once a week. That's kind of my thing. And I was like, just did those towels 2 days ago. And he's like, I don't think it's bad.
Just makes me hungry.
Yeah. It's better than onions or something else.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
But Teresa and I have decided to, just speaking of your nephew staying over, that we're too old to have little kids. Yeah. Like, that's why our kids are grown.
and I'm glad I had them young-ish.
Yeah.
I mean,
same.
Wasn't super young, but same. Young-ish.
Young-ish.
The older I get, I'm realizing I'm tired.
Also, I think now we're used to having so much sleep.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it was great. I hope you had a good weekend.
Yes. It was nice. We did some axe throwing stuff.
Oh.
That kit thing that's at Costco. And then some cornhole. And
was that axe throwing kit fun?
Super fun.
I thought about getting it for my nephews, but I was like,
No, the kids loved it. They had a blast. Yeah. And they were all, you didn't have to worry about them.
And you didn't feel like the axes were too heavy?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, darn it.
No.
Might have to go back and get that.
Yeah, it'll be there. I saw it there today.
Okay, so. Good to know.
So, great Mother's Day. We're moving on to, I'm going to talk about, actually, speaking of moms, these are a couple kids that I'm going to chat about that are doing some pretty amazing things. Jonah Larson, young man that was from Ethiopia, he's a, crocheting prodigy. And then I'm also going to talk about a young man named Yash Gupta. He's actually from California, and he started a foundation to get glasses for kids around the world that need glasses but can't afford them.
Oh, so that's great.
Some young people doing pretty amazing things.
I want to learn that someday.
Yeah, he's got – we'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm excited. He's got some YouTube videos that you can go watch.
Okay. And I am going to talk about the 8 things that happy people do differently.
Ooh. Excited about that.
Yes, me too.
So I was reading about this young man making a big difference for kids around the world. Yash Gupta is, like I said, from Irvine, California, and he broke his glasses one day while he was practicing Taekwondo.
Right.
So he had to go almost a whole week without them, and in that time, he quickly discovered just how essential they were for his studies.
Yes.
He said he hardly learned a thing without his glasses. So the whole experience made him think about others who might be in the same situation. So he did a little research and learned that there are 13 million children around the world who don't have proper glasses to help them see in class. He also learned that not having glasses can cause a 20% loss in learning, which doesn't surprise me because if you can't see stuff, then...
Right. And I would think also it makes you fidgety.
Yeah. I'm a very visual learner. Yeah.
You're going to be wandering around the class or bored.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So he started an organization called Sight Learning in 2010 and has helped donate $2 million worth of glasses to children around the world. He's built a website, handed out flyers, knocked on doors to get donations. Oh. He's tutored younger kids to help raise money for the cause. Sight Learning's mission statement is to provide eyeglasses to students who need them but can't afford them. And that's exactly what they've done for more than 20,000 young people who've been given glasses.
Just blows my mind.
I know. This is just one young kid doing this. That's what I love about these two kids that I've known, because they're doing great things, and they're just simple things, but they've made them.
And they've affected so many people.
Yeah, yeah. So 20,000 young people now have glasses from America, Haiti, Honduras, India, and Mexico. Amazing. So he's helped get eyewear for kids in those countries. Sight Learning is still going strong, and people can donate through PayPal. And because it's a registered nonprofit, all donations are tax deductible.
Awesome.
They also accept donated eyeglasses as well. So you can mail them, I'm sure, gently used eyeglasses.
Right.
People can go watch his videos, including he was a CNN hero. He had the CNN Hero Award back in like 2013.
Amazing.
And he has an Intel ad. I mean, he has all these great sponsors and, you know, different links and stuff on their website, which is sightlearning.com. So sightlearning.com. Cool kid. And I loved this quote that he had on his website. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. You know who that's from?
No.
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, should have known.
Yeah, loved it. So I learned about Yash Gupta in a book called Dare to Be Different, Inspirational Words from People Who've Changed the World by Ben Brooks. It's a cool book. It's great for kids, but I like kids' books.
Right. No, I do too.
You know, it's very straightforward and just simple. And another person that I found in that book was a young boy named Jonah Larson, who was born in Ethiopia, but was adopted by an American family when he was just an infant.
Okay.
So one day when he was 5, he found a crochet needle and discovered that he loved to crochet.
He didn't
crochet.
Poke his eye out with it or something. Can you imagine as a 5-year-old?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
So he learned from videos on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh.
And soon found out, you know, that he was really good at this new hobby and he loved it. It also helped him in school, because up until then, he had struggled.
Okay.
His mind was always racing, and so with the help of crocheting, he could calm that a little bit.
Right.
Something about the stitches rose. I don't crochet, so.
We have a lady at church that used to come and knit.
That's two needles.
Right. But I think kind of just the same concentration maybe though to count and everything else. But
I think that's why I've stayed away, because it scares me. But
same.
So with the patterns, it's helped him focus. When he was 7, he made a blanket out of 800 different flowers all stitched together. By the time he was 12, he could crochet a hat in like 20 minutes. He didn't have to stare at, you know, his work. Right. He could watch documentaries at the same time. So this kid is, like I said, he's just gifted. He decided to use his hobby to raise money for his birthplace. He's published books on crocheting. He's made videos. So like I said, you can go and learn how to crochet from Jonah. He's got a bunch of YouTube videos. He's sold a bunch of his work. When you get onto his website, you can scroll forever just looking at his projects. Some of them are, you know, are sold, and then others are still available. But the kid is just amazing. He has asked for donations and plans on sharing all of the proceeds with his birth village. Fast forward, Jonah has raised enough money to make a science center in Ethiopia and is currently raising money because he wants to travel and see the science center slash
library
lab. That was built
with the donation.
Yes, that he helped fund.
Great.
With his crochet. That's the part that is so perfect. I mean, his,
I love it.
When you get on the website, he's sitting there modeling with his scarves, and he's got a shawl, and he's got, you know, little dish towels and beautiful afghans, and just, I mean, he has the best smile, but he wants to go meet the children that he's helped, you know, provide.
You know, they're all going to get hats and scarves. And
well, the thing that's
so
cool
cute.
Is that he's like, these kids would have been my classmates had he not been adopted.
Right.
So I just think it's very cool. It's his website is jonahhand.com. So JonahHands.com. And Roots Ethiopia partners with communities. That's one of the places he helped fund
okay.
to do this. They work with communities in Ethiopia to turn local ideas into lasting change. So they work to improve schools, educate children, enable livelihoods, and include everyone, helping families in extreme poverty by educating their children and allowing them to stay in school. That's their focus.
Right, right.
And like we've seen before, education makes all the difference
right.
in countries
Agree.
Like this. So you can go check that out, too, at rootsethiopia.org, rootsethiopia.org. And I loved this quote from Jonah. He said, "Do what you love and don't care what other people think."
That's right.
Smart kid.
Yes. So I know that Teresa and I sound really happy on the podcast, but we're not always happy.
Yeah. We don't. Who is?
Who is?
Yeah.
So I guess I want to frame this by saying, when I say that happy people do these 8 things differently, think about what's happy in your own life. For me, being happy is getting out of bed without pushing my snooze 4 times, working out in the morning, getting outside, not unicorns and rainbows.
Yeah.
Just
simple stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feeling generally good.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to talk about today.
Like I've told you before, we're doing that super agers thing at work.
Yes.
And part of their thing is that happier people live longer and
yes.
not just, you know, because you're not just looking for the number, but
right.
they're in better health because they're happy.
Right.
So there are all sorts of benefits to being happy.
Right. Right. And
so I'm excited to learn how to be happy.
Right. I'm not one of those people that I don't like to be unhappy.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I think some people don't care about it or maybe
they don't mind being Eeyore. Yeah.
I guess so. But I definitely like to be a happier person.
Yeah.
I like to get right out of bed in the morning. I like to feel like I can get right out of bed in the morning. So this was an email that I got from one of my favorite fitness people. I really like her workouts. I do them a lot. And I just really like, she's always got something inspiring to say. And her name's Autumn Calabrese. And she, I'm part of her club that's called the Good Mood Crew.
Oh.
So I get these
emails. I've never heard
of
her.
Yes. She, I just really like working out with her. There's two people that are mostly my favorite, and that's who I stick to. So.
And she has a good mood club?
Yep.
Oh.
It's called the Good Mood Crew.
Okay.
She just wanted a place where everybody could come and there wouldn't be any grumpy people or people. You know, when you have a social media following, you always have those people that are kind of coming in and saying grumpy things or silly
and
things, really.
Why do they?
Trolls. Yeah. I would call them trolls.
Yeah.
So she started this separate club and I get these emails from her and I just really loved this one. I wanted to share it with everybody. So this is called Happy People Do These 8 Things Differently.
And let me get my notepad out.
Okay.
So I can take notes.
She says, most of us aspire to live a truly happy life, meaning we're seeking out not just positive feelings about the present moment, but overall life satisfaction, which I think is really a really good word for it. Overall life satisfaction, joy, and fulfillment. Ups and downs are to be expected, but they don't have to be the norm. These are some truly simple ways you can eke out a happy existence. The first one is they practice gratitude. I feel like that's a really good one.
Yeah.
I feel like generally I'm pretty decent at this one. It is something that I do if I am feeling grumpy. Like, really, Colleen, you got out of bed this morning.
You're on 2 feet. It's awesome to, like, give yourself 3 things that you have to do in one day.
Yes.
And then I do an affirmation.
Okay.
Oh, I learned this, I think, from Tim Ferriss.
Okay.
So then an affirmation for the day and then 3 things that you're thankful for. So it automatically sets you up for the day with 3 things that you're already
thankful
happy
for.
About. Yes. And then an affirmation, which we all need those.
Right.
And then just 3 things that you for sure have to get done that day.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
So it's
a great to-do list.
Right. I'm a
All
list.
All of it. Yeah.
You're a list
person,
and so am I.
Yeah.
We really like notebooks,
yes.
paper, pens.
Yes.
And she does say a gratitude journal is one of the easiest ways to get started. Mm-hmm. Take a few minutes each morning or evening to jot down a few things you are grateful for. You'll be amazed at how quickly the list grows. It is really easy to usually write down three things you're grateful for.
And part of that is that your brain, so what you think, what you're focusing on, you're looking for stuff to be grateful for. So that's why it's so important.
I love this thing. I was listening to a podcast the other day and they said, put a penny in a jar every time like something good happens or, and it should be filled really fast, or even put a slip of paper in that jar. And then at the end of the year, read them like just good things or blessings or something like that. I just thought that was a really great idea. Kind of a happy a journal in a different way. Because to me, that's a journal too. So this one was interesting to me. Number two is they put themselves first. Happy people have learned that they must be at their best emotionally, physically, and mentally if they have any shot of taking care of others.
So maybe like the
self-care.
The you know, when you're in the plane and the oxygen comes down, take
yours first. That means they have put a self-care practice in place and follow it.
Okay.
Happy people do things for themselves. Zero guilt attached. One thing I do is before I go to bed, I usually stretch.
You're so good at that.
Just 5 minutes. I go in the other room. The lights are out. I always have my bed completely ready. Like, you know, sheets are pulled back. Light is out. Everything. So that I finish that. And I just crawl right into bed. I don't know. What is something you do that you consider self-care?
Oh, my goodness.
I put her on the spot.
Yeah. Probably working out.
Yeah.
Like, I took the dog for a run today.
Yeah. And it was a hot day. Remember I said that?
And Nick was like, I think it's a little warm for Kylo.
Yes.
And he lasted about maybe 3 miles, and then he was like, oh, done. So.
Yeah. Were you done by that time?
Well, I could have kept going, but yeah, it was pretty warm. We did go at the end of the day.
And I think part of day two is that it's just really muggy.
Yes. It was very muggy, too.
Yes. Three, and this is similar to your shorts that we just talked about, they give back. Happy people help others. The simple act of volunteering our time and our intention brings us joy and satisfaction. In fact, research has shown a strong correlation between people who volunteer and better mental health.
Yep. I've heard that over and over and over again.
One day I was in a funk. This was years ago. I was in a funk. And I was having, it's an all about me day. You know, we all have them, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just so hard. Yeah. I'm so busy.
Yeah. I'm there.
And I heard about a family that it was something minor, but I knew they were upset about it. And so I said to Jeff, let's go to Nothing But Cakes and just drop it off on their doorstep. And by the time I did that, I felt so much better.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Because really, all my problems were first world problems.
Yeah. Aren't they always? I mean, really, we are,
a lot of mine are.
Even with me not getting any sleep with the nephews being home, like, still, we had, I mean, great memories. Yeah. So, even my grumbles or my complaints are still great things if you, twist them and put
one
the right
thing
perspective.
Too, as far as volunteering that I want to get back doing, a couple of years ago, I did a lot of work at the food bank. It's really close to our house, really. And that was my favorite thing to do. It was just so fun. Like, you've met good people, helping people. And we drove past it the other day, and I was like, I have got to get back there.
Well, and so now with COVID being, the World Health Organization is saying that we're on the other side of it. They're probably opening it pretty much back to normal.
That's true. Very.
Because I know for a while when we were looking into it, it was kind of limited.
Yeah. So seek out a cause that means something to you and find a way to get involved.
I love that.
Number four, they stay curious. I like this one, too.
Yeah.
This podcast has has pushed me into that zone a little bit. But happy people make it a point to always be learning about themselves and the world around them. Curiosity drives people to ask questions, to listen, to read more, and to connect with others on a deeper level. So last weekend, I went to my daughter's sorority, like mom's weekend, and the family that we hung out the whole time were Jewish, and we all went and we went to yoga together, and we were having, I don't drink coffee, but we were sitting there. I was having hot chocolate coffee. Anyway, we were talking about their religion. It was so fun to ask questions. I don't know why. For me, that's just always super interesting to me.
That's how you learn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And get to know people.
Yes. It was just really, really cool. You can also read an article about something you've always been interested in knowing more about. Mm-hmm. I just feel like we live in the age, right? You can Google anything. Yeah. You can learn to crochet on YouTube.
Exactly. There are a lot of videos from Jonah.
I remember right after Hunger Games, my girls really wanted to have that braid that Katniss wore. Oh, yeah. It's called fishtail. A Dutch braid.
It's actually called a Dutch braid.
Okay. Versus a French braid. Mm-hmm. And they did it, and they just found it on YouTube.
Well, all the time with the boys. I'm like, what are you doing? YouTube. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Even my mom will be, you know. Really? Yeah. She'll be like, I need to look that up on YouTube.
On YouTube.
So, yeah. So definitely a good way to learn.
Yes. Yeah. That's so great.
Everything's on there.
It's amazing to me. 5, they cope with life's challenges. Happy people are able to take on life's challenges with strength and grace. You are 100% good at this.
They have depends on the day.
They have implemented healthy coping strategies that allow them to not only deal with adversity, but also take away important life lessons afterwards. And she says, think about how you can reframe a challenging situation or event in your life in order to shift your perspective, empower yourself, and learn something from it.
I love the word reframe.
Yes.
With that.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think, you know, people that I admire are not ones that have had an easy life.
Right.
They're ones that have had challenges and have, you know, pushed through and have.
Right. I don't know if I'd want an easy life.
No.
I think realistically, that's what makes us who we are, is to not have an easy life. Because challenges make us who we are.
Yeah.
Learning
we
and growing.
We grow from challenges.
You could ask me tomorrow and I don't want challenges. Right?
I know. We don't like them when we're in the midst of them.
Right.
But hindsight, you know, it's when you look back, it's like that's how you grow.
I was reading something recently. It was so awesome. A really good way of perspective. You know how usually we talk to somebody at the end of their challenge and how they've reframed it and how. And I was listening to something recently that said, I want to know what was going on in the middle. Don't talk to me about the beginning or the end. Mm-hmm. Tell me
how you were feeling. Yeah.
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 How you were doing in the middle and what you were doing in the middle to get to that ending point. And I was like, mind
good
blown.
Question.
Yeah, I really like that. What was going on in the middle?
Yeah. Stace gave me a book, Hustle, Believe, Receive. Okay. And Sarah, I think Centralia, don't quote me with her last name, but she's actually from Portland.
Oh.
And she does these future boards.
Okay.
And a lot of the stuff that she has in there are, you know, she manifested, really hustled and worked hard to get these things. But, you know, she believed she was going to get from point A to point B.
Right.
But she does also say there was a lot in the middle.
Yes.
That you people don't see.
Right.
So she is pretty open about that too, which I like to read about.
Yes. An important place to be is in the middle. I love that. 6, they are present and grounded. Happy people work to live in the present moment as much as they can. There is something very powerful about trying to stay present and mindful. It alleviates the anxiety of worrying about the future and the sadness of dwelling in the past. This one is me.
Yeah. Well, I need to work on that one.
Yeah.
What do they say? It's like if you're worrying, then you're thinking about tomorrow.
Right.
Or if you're feeling guilty, you're thinking about yesterday.
Right.
You need to focus on the here and now.
I have a really good friend that has told me many times, and I love it. She goes, don't borrow trouble. Which basically is like, don't borrow that trouble before it's happened.
Yeah, because it probably
you're
won't
giving
happen.
It space in your brain.
Yeah.
Right? So that's always, I just love that. I love this too. So part of that is listen to a mindfulness meditation or head to a local yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
I love meditations too. I have these ones that start with I am.
Mm-hmm.
And you can meditate on it for about 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And she talks during it. And I just really, really enjoy it. Like, I am free. I am awesome. I am well-rounded. Mm-hmm. I'm centered.
I could do a 3-minute meditation.
Yeah,
you could. It's the long ones that I'm...
Well, part of meditation is, though, your mind is allowed to wander. You have to try to bring it back in, right? But I do have a hard time not letting my mind wander. But I also feel like letting your mind wander can be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
As long as you reel it back in.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a meditation specialist.
No, that's why I'm asking. You're more,
just so you know,
more specialist than I am. Because, meditation is not my thing. But
right.
I mean, I know the importance of it.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. 7, they're health conscious. Happy people are healthy people. Mm-hmm. Happy people work hard to take care of themselves, both emotionally and physically. They move their body, they manage mm-hmm. their stress, and they eat healthful foods. You know, I found this recently. My daughter is in a 2-month training program that's really intense. And last Sunday we talked to her and she was really having a hard day. Mm-hmm. And she's used to working out almost every day, mm-hmm. taking a walk, and obviously hasn't had that chance. Mm. And it really affects you.
Yeah, it does. Especially she's in a very stressful
right.
time right now.
Right.
And the best way to combat that
yes,
stress
it is for me.
For movement.
Right.
And not having that.
Teresa and I both really like working out.
Yeah.
Yes. It does make us nicer yes. people. Nicer mothers.
For sure.
Nicer wives, probably. Yes. So it says to try going for a walk or a bike ride or put together a delicious, healthy meal. Mm-hmm. So all of those are good.
Yeah. I do know that my family, they will tell me to go, you need to run. Which
same.
That also kind of makes
you
me grouchy.
Today?
Yeah. Because then I'm like, I'm not grouchy. But clearly I am.
Clearly.
They're reminding me
yeah.
I need to go work out.
So either yes. I need to work out or I just need to go to bed.
Yeah.
I think you're like that too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was telling you this funny story recently. You know, my husband and I are empty nesters. And I said to him, I'm just going to go to bed because you're the only one home, and yet I'm going to say something mean. You haven't done anything wrong. I just feel it.
It's building.
Right. For no reason. Yeah. So I'm going to go to bed.
Good for you, though, for knowing that and being, you know, sensitive enough in knowing that about yourself.
I don't want to say mean things.
Yeah. No, who does? But not everyone's aware enough that
right.
they're going to.
Right. Well, it's taken me 51 years. So. And finally, number 8, they have goals.
Mm.
Happy people have direction.
Yeah.
They set and work towards meaningful goals in life. Happy people formulate plans and take the steps necessary to achieve their dreams, both big and small.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because that's so
true. Kind of reminds me, too, of what you were just talking about, that even that vision board, really, mm-hmm. too, is having a goal. I've never done a vision board before.
Ooh. No. So this woman is into future boards because
okay.
she's like a vision board. It's not just cutting out magazine pictures and
right.
nothing wrong with
Maybe
that.
Maybe that's
nothing
why I really haven't done it.
So she's like, right. it's not too many people look at vision boards and just think that, you know, they're just going to wish it to happen.
Right.
And so her future boards are like, it's kind of like you were talking about,
yep.
you know, putting that in your brain.
Right.
Like even just having those thoughts in there.
Right.
She's like, if you're thinking about those goals
right.
that you have on that future board,
right.
you just keep working towards it.
Right.
Keep working towards it. So that's the hustle to get those things done.
Right.
So,
the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right. It says put together a real working plan
mm-hmm.
for now.
I was just
how?
Reading, too, about the importance of 2-week plans.
Oh.
Because sometimes goals are just too daunting. They're too,
right.
Well, and I've talked a lot with residents, too, about exercise snacking or doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, small bits of stuff, little
mm-hmm.
mini habits, because
mm-hmm.
they're a lot more likely to follow through.
Right.
And
if I don't feel
them.
Like working out, I always tell myself, I'm putting on my clothes. And if after 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I still don't want to do it, I'll stop then.
Yeah.
Usually after 10 minutes, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. That's
and I think
people.
It's the same with goals. Like,
yeah.
just try these a
mm-hmm.
little bit
mm-hmm.
and then keep going.
Yeah.
So I really like these suggestions a lot.
I love
think
all
doable.
Of those.
I hope you give them a try. And I hope that even just the summer weather is helping everybody just feel a little bit
yes,
happier.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure. We need to get that up on the website, too,
yes.
along with your other one.
Oh, that's
that...
right. My inspiration one. Yes.
Yes.
I need to get that
awesome.
Going.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Those are good. It's so funny that you're talking about, like, volunteering and
mm-hmm.
food banks and stuff at Knight Elementary School in Canby.
Okay,
so in
yeah,
Oregon,
close by.
They collected 266 boxes of unopened cereal.
Oh.
For like a local, the Canby Center,
that's
which
great.
Is a local
cereal
nonprofit.
Is expensive.
It is
expensive
super expensive
for people.
Yeah. So they wanted to provide it for different social services in the community and to distribute the food. But before they did, they took these cereal boxes and made a big domino thing in the school. So
that
I just
awesome.
Thought it was brilliant that they created this huge domino thing in their gym. And then it's such a win-win because
yes.
it's fun for the kids.
Yes.
And it's also teaching them to do stuff for other people.
Right.
They're going to feel good. They're going to learn from it. Yeah. I thought it was awesome. Yes. So well done to the Canby School District for sure.
Winners are not people who never failed. They are people who never quit. Autumn Calabrese.
We want to hear from you. Please email us your thoughts, story ideas, or just say hi at tangentialinspiration@gmail.com. Tell us about someone inspiring in your life and like or subscribe to our podcast. It helps us out and helps others find us.
You can find more information about us at our website, tangentialinspiration.com. Follow us on Instagram @tangentialinspirationpodcast or find us on Facebook. Have a great week.